Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR and WBUR.org. Good morning. I'm Sharon Brody. The National Hockey League is locking out its players after the two sides fail to come to terms on a new collective bargaining agreement. That means no hockey anytime soon at the TD Garden in Boston. A top tourism official is predicting the local economy will suffer without Bruins games. The Greater Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau President and CEO, Pat Mascarotolo, has studied the possible impact of a prolonged work stoppage. He joins us now to talk about his findings. Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
So what are you predicting for revenue lost if the Bruins don't play?
Well, the total spending impact or loss could be anywhere from $850,000 a game to as much as $1 million a game. And the $850,000 is for the earlier games, the first couple of months of the season. And then as you turn the corner into the new year and get closer to the playoffs, it rises to about $1 million a game. And this spending impact is money, in effect, spent outside the four walls of the TD Garden. And by that I mean it doesn't include the price of any tickets. It doesn't include if you buy yourself a soda or a hot dog or a beer at the Garden. It basically is the spending that you would see from fans on parking, transportation. It includes, most importantly, restaurant and dining, including the sports bars around the city, retail, if you're buying a hat or a shirt or a jersey, so that's included in it, and hotel rooms. So people sometimes don't fully grasp that the teams are staying in hotels. The NHL also has people that come up to the games and some of their marketing partners and sponsors, and of course, the referees. When you put it all together, the state and city government actually loses tax revenue.
Now, how did you actually arrive at that figure of the range of $850,000 per game to $1 million per game? What went into that calculation to get that figure?
We've been tracking the impact of sports and sports spending on the visitor economy and on the local economy for years. And so we built up a database that has these estimates of sports spending. We always use a range because it's somewhat, you're making certain assumptions about how much people will spend before they actually even get into the Garden. But when you look at the primary drivers of spending at a sports event, whether we're talking about baseball, basketball, or in this case, hockey, it's the fan spending. And the key thing is the number of seats. So there's 17,000 plus seats for every game. You come out with an average of somewhere between $25 to $50 per fan. You have, and that kind of gives you a base number. And then you begin looking at the broader issues of the tax revenue that's lost, the income tax revenue that's lost.
Now, interestingly, I find this sort of curious. In 2004, the U.S. Conference of Mayors did a study of the economic impact of that season's NHL lockout, and they came to the conclusion that work stoppages in sports have little to no aggregate economic impact on the cities, although there's certainly a social impact. So What do you say to the mayors?
Yeah, what I always say is, go down and talk to the people that work at these restaurants and sports bars in and around the area. And to them, there's no question it has an impact because no game, they're probably not working that night. Or no game, instead of 20 people on the floor working, there are 5 people on the floor. So that's a real impact. And also the owners of those restaurants, in many cases, as I said, they're not large multinational corporations. They're kind of mom-and-pop restaurants or they are local entrepreneurs who invested a lot of time in creating a dining establishment or a sports bar, and they definitely feel the impact.
Well, I think all I have to say is go Celtics.
Yes. And Patriots.
All right. Well, thank you, Pat.
Okay.
Pat Mascarotolo is the president and CEO of the Greater Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau. This is 90.9 WBUR.